Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And I hope that you got to catch our 6 to 7 show, Start Your Day in a Positive Way, here on AM 1590 KVTA. We have a show right now, 2 to 3. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I got to spend more time with Sharon Wood. I got her to, we hung out today, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Melissa Baffa, she got to come back too. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, and of course, Spence, what's going on?
Everything's good over here, Kim. Nice afternoon again in Ventura County.
Yeah, good. Wasn't our morning show was great?
It was fun.
Yeah, really good guests and a lot of input. So, all right. Well, we have a really great show for you today, and I've got tickets. I got lots of tickets for you, but Melissa brought some tickets here from Ventura Beach Festival. And again, mark your calendars. That's May 3rd, and that's 11 to 5 over at San Bonaventure State Park. And there's like going to be so much stuff over there. Music, food, alcohol, bouncies,
although I don't know about combining the alcohol and the bouncies.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But anyways, well, I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, that you can always listen to my show on KimPaganoShow.com. And also, it's all downloaded on iTunes. And like us on Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to do a shout out to Fresh Picks by Deerdorf Organics. Christine Smith has done such an amazing job putting together all these boxes. And this week, she has radishes, and I guess it's their first harvest, and red leaf lettuce, romaine, red chard, red kale, black kale, sugar snap peas, green onions, strawberries, and lemons. And, I love getting, I don't know if I've told you both about this, but I get these boxes from Deerdorf Organics. And so I get them home, and I clean them all, and I've got all these vegetables that I haven't, really wouldn't go out and pick myself. So it's really good. So anyways, I do recommend that. And she's actually, there's a lot more places that you can go pick them up. And that is Panera Brothers Winery actually was just added to it. But there's Esquire Property Management in Camarillo, and that's Thursdays at 11 o'clock. Be Real Fitness, that's Thursdays at 9 a.m. And then Camarillo Flower Shop. So definitely everybody get their Fresh Picks by Deerdorf Organics. And it's local fresh organic farm.
I think that's such a spectacular idea.
Yeah.
Have this collection of a variety of vegetables, and it changes over time.
Yeah.
And things that are seasonal and things that maybe you wouldn't try normally, especially
right.
If you've got kids, because kids can be kind of picky. It's kind of like this fun just scavenger hunt of, hey, what can we do with, this rhubarb or whatever,
Right. And so it's so easy to eat local, eat fresh.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And what's good about it is that, there's always something new. So anyways, all right. Well, do we have our first guest on?
Yes, David Howard is with us.
Very good. So let me tell everybody a little bit about our show today. David Howard is our first guest, and we're going to talk about Heed Your Call, Integrating Myth, Science, and Spirituality and Business all together. So then we're going to talk with Carol Whitaker about her book, Ridiculously Happy, and The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams. And then we'll be talking with Vishwanath, and we're going to be talking about his best-selling book, Yoga and Love. That just kind of feels good, both of them together. Also, we're going to touch on with Melissa Baffa about the Ventura Beach Festival. So let's welcome David. And again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. David, are you there?
Hey, Kim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Portland, Oregon. I'm a father of two beautiful kids, a business owner, an advisor, and a recovering lawyer.
A recovering lawyer. I like that. Uh-oh. Do they ever come back? No.
You know, it's a great question for a different show.
There you go. You're absolutely right. We're trying to keep this the brighter side, right? So heed your call. What does that mean?
So heed your call really speaks to the fact that each and every one of us has a unique purpose, a call, what the Buddhists would call your dharma, something we're meant to be doing in our lives. And when we heed our call, when we allow ourselves to tap into that place inside of us that knows what it wants and knows that it can align, we live a life of purpose and meaning, and we also tend to have more abundance.
Hmm, I like it. Okay. So in your book, you discuss, the power of and. Explain that.
So the power of and is really central to the book, Heed Your Call, and it's been central to my life. And one of the things I want to say to your listeners is one of the goals I had in the book, Heed Your Call, was to demonstrate some powerful constructs that were more than theory, that were actually constructs that I see used in business and in life every day, and they're used with great results. So the power of and is, you know, arguably one of the most important of these constructs. And what it really means is that, you know, unfortunately, we're taught in our school systems and in our parenting that we have to choose what I call the tyranny of or, that we have to choose whether we're going to be people who embrace intuition and empathy and story and value and meaning and purpose, or we have to be people who are process and systems oriented, detail, analysis, logic, results, finance, and numbers. And, you know, in my opinion and in the experience I have in the world, that or, separating those two worlds, is not going to get it done anymore. That the real magic happens when we're able to embrace both. So when we can be artistic and analytical, when we can use intelligence and intuition. And for those people and those enterprises that embrace and link those things together, stitch them together, it's unbelievable. It's magical what you can accomplish. And, you know, as an example for your listeners, you know, Apple Computer, it's the most valuable company in the history of enterprise and now the most recognizable brand in the world. And I would argue that that's because on any given day, you can't tell me if they are a technology company or a beautiful consumer brand. And the reason is because they're both. They are and. They embrace being a computer company that has all the bells and whistles and technology that you need to be effective in use of their tools in your business and personal lives, and they embrace artistic beauty, architectural design, value, purpose, meaning, story, and as a result, they win.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's funny because I was just in a class that we talked about being global, doing for your better, and then being personal at the same time, because it just folds over into your personal when you are global, when you're actually in your passion, doing what you love. Sharon, you had a question.
Yeah, hi, David. This is Sharon Kim's friend. And I was wondering when you're talking about integrating all these different parts of yourself, how do you do that?
You know, great question. And really what it comes down to is effectively, firstly, awareness. Awareness that we have different parts. Get to know those different parts and become aware of them. You know, I like to think of this as, you know, because I'm a business owner and a businessman, each company has a management team or a board of directors. And on that management team, you're going to have your chief operating officer. You know, that's the person who keeps the actual gears turning. You're going to have your general counsel. That's the person that says, oh, don't do that. If you do, you're going to get sued. You're going to have your chief marketing officer. You know, that's the one that says, let's run a brand campaign and do some PR. You know, and you're going to have your chief technology officer and so forth and so on. Each one of us as a human being effectively possesses this internal management team. You know, we all have these different parts. And it's when we have awareness of those different parts and we can invoke them and listen to them, get guidance from them, but where importantly, we don't let any one of them drive the bus. And so what you need to be is the chairman of the board of your own person. And you need to sit around your board table and say, hey, management team, what's your advice and guidance for me today? Listen to them all and then say to them very nicely, great advice and counsel. I'm going to reflect on that. And as the chairman, as the owner of this DNA, as the one who runs this company called David Howitt, I'm going to make a reasoned decision based on all of your guidance. I think too often what happens is we end up going through our lives a day, a week, a month, a year, or more, and we don't even recognize it, but, you know, our general counsel is running our life. You know, we live from a place of fear or scarcity or concern and worry. Or, you know, conversely, our chief marketing officer is running our lives, and we spend our days doing Facebook updates and tweeting and telling the world about our lives and how great we are, and we become out of balance. So to answer your question, the integration occurs when you have the awareness of the parts, you get to know them, you value them for each of their individual guidance and knowledge, but you, importantly, take on the role of the chairman of your own company, and you utilize their advice, but you don't let any one of them at any given day run the business.
Wow, that is like, I mean, really, that was very well said. And I believe that because I always think that you need a support team around you. And so in business, that would be your chairman of board, right? I mean, your board. And then you get all this input, and then you tally it up in your mind and look and feel what feels right. Correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I love that advice.
I'm wondering, too, for somebody who is maybe hired for one of those aspects and they realize now after hearing this or reading your book that they want to integrate these other aspects of themselves and bring all their other selves into the job, how can they best go about trying to do that?
Yeah, I think the way that you do that is by starting to sort of listen to you know, these other voices. And too often what we do is we either allow them to drive the bus entirely, or we try to push them out. Oh, you know, that's not my job. That's not my responsibility. But really, if what you say to them is, hey, you know, there's valuable aspects to these other parts of me, these other knowledge bases or awareness bases I have, and I'm going to invoke them purposely, and I'm going to listen, but I'm going to do so with the perspective of this is guidance. I can adopt it or I can choose not to adopt it. What ends up happening in my experience is those parts of you become more comfortable, and you become more comfortable listening to them. So it's really just an exercise in self-awareness, and that, my experience is, that self-awareness can't happen when you are typing on your iPhone, driving, thinking about your shopping list, and also trying to work through your calendar for the next day.
Multitasking, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore.
No, we've got to give ourselves some time each day. And, you know, where we just allow ourselves to check in. And for some people, that might be a walk in nature. For some people, it may be meditation. For others, it might be just kicking back on the couch. And, you know, this is where the listener, likely the ego pops in and says, wait a minute. Now this guy's telling me I need to, you know, join a yoga studio or adopt a, you know, wear a turban and meditate every day or move to India. Because our ego doesn't like the concept of us taking time to get in touch with ourselves. And so what I'm suggesting is I'm talking about a few minutes every day. You know, so this is not a radical life change. It's just giving yourself a few minutes a couple times a day to breathe, to check in, get in touch with that part of you that is the witnessing awareness, you know, the part of you that actually can observe your thoughts but isn't your thoughts.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, too, how do you recommend that we teach this to our kids so that they can start doing this earlier?
Funny you ask that. I just came from a local school where I spoke to two classes largely about these concepts, and I tried to speak to them in a way that I thought that could reach them. And, you know, interestingly, mythology provides us with a really rich set of stories that I think kids can really identify with, and these stories contextualize a lot of these concepts. So, you know, most kids have seen The Wizard of Oz or Avatar or Star Wars, and inherent in these stories and these movies and these books are a lot of these important constructs laid out. So, you know, in Wizard of Oz, we can learn about what it means to heed our call, to leave Kansas and to, you know, take the chance and go to Oz. We can also learn in that great story about what it is to meet your mentors and guides. You know, the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion.
Wow, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So it's, you know, this stuff is all around. We just have to open ourselves up to it and realize that it's right there for us. It's at our fingertips. It doesn't require you to, you know, quit your job today or, you know, adopt a new religion or change schools. It just, you just need to, you know, read the book, Heed Your Call. And then from there, it provides a list of resources and ideas and concepts that I think will provide a parent, a student, an adult with the tools they need to start further exploration.
Wow, I love it. And again, anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're talking with David Howitt. Heed Your Call is his book. You know, it's funny from you starting off with saying that you used to be an attorney to the wisdom that you have in your, you know, what we're talking about and in your book. Wow, how did you get there?
So, you know, I grew up in a traditionally sort of culturally Jewish home in the Midwest where, you know, it was sort of known that you either became a lawyer or a doctor. You know, so from the earliest memories, that was just sort of the path. And that's what Joseph Campbell and his work on mythology would say is the known world. So my known world was my community, my schools, my family, and hey, you know, you're going to go to a four-year college, then you'll go to law school, you'll get a job in a big prestigious firm, you know, you get married, have a house, a couple nice cars, and you'll win. And I, you know, I subscribe to that belief system. And I did it with gusto, and I excelled. And, you know, I found myself in a large law firm with that job and, you know, the secretary and the business cards and the title and salary, et cetera. But I also found that I was miserable. And that billing time in 6-minute increments and, you know, working as an associate in a large law firm was not going to be a pathway for happiness for me. And so I was confronted with this really, you know, challenging time, what Campbell and his work would call the abyss, where suddenly everything I knew or thought I knew, all of the, I guess, known world and the path that was laid out for me suddenly was wrong. And, you know, a huge part of me was like, well, but this is what you have to do. Your parents are expecting this, and your friends and grandparents and the community and your teachers, and a lot of time and money was spent, you know, in effort to get you here. And there was another part of me that said, if you do this, you're going to be very unhappy. You're probably going to be physically ill. You're going to live an inauthentic life. And you're going to be very, very regretful when you reach the end of this path. And fortunately, I had a wife and support and, you know, the internal, I guess, fortitude to make the decision to leave that and to heed my call and start down another path.
Wow. And you know what? I mean, to me, I call that honoring your body, honoring yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's so huge. Gosh, I want to talk to you longer. We've got our next guest on the line. Will you come back?
I would be absolutely happy to come back anytime you would have me, Kim.
Okay,
thanks.
Perfect. David Howitt, Heed Your Call. I would love to talk to you more. Where do we find your book?
So you can go to Amazon and search Heed Your Call or David Howitt or any large bookstore. You can also go to heedyourcall.com. We have a Facebook site and a Twitter site. And then also for any of you aspiring entrepreneurs or business owners out there, you can go to my firm, which is the Meriwether Group, Meriwether Group.com.
You got it. David, I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much, Kim.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and our next guest is Carol Whitaker, Ridiculously Happy. We're going to find out a little bit about that. Also, gosh, you know what, Spence, let's give some tickets away. And we never even really said all the stuff we have to give away.
We have some great prizes for this afternoon. We still have tickets to give away for the Women Fully Clothed show. That's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. April 12th is when it's happening. It's a Saturday evening, a critically acclaimed theatrical comedy show. Women Fully Clothed will make you laugh, taking on everyday life, so we could do a pair of tickets for that.
There you go. All right, 419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email so we can get back with you. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Always I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I've got Sharon Wood in the studio with me. I'm Melissa Baffa, and and obviously Tom Spence here. And, of course, we're talking about our show here, the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Our next guest here is Carol Whitaker, and we're talking about Ridiculously Happy. That is her book. Can you imagine being ridiculously happy? Let's find out what that is. Carol, are you there?
I am. Thank you. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for joining us here. So
my
tell
pleasure.
Us,
thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Sure. I'm a lifestyle fitness coach and a life coach, and I'm also an expert in transforming people's bodies and their lives. And through my life experiences, I have had amazing results personally and with my clients. Therefore, I went to the next step and created my book called Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams, which goes through how I coach my clients to achieve great success in all areas of their lives.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so I'm a hair therapist, and so I kind of go from the outside in, and you go from the inside out.
Correct.
So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about if I was going, or, you know, we were all set up here to go to you, what would we learn and what would we find?
Well, first and foremost, with any client that comes to me for whatever reason, whether it's from weight loss to wanting to have more love in their life, better relationships, to making more money at their jobs and their employment, or their own starting their own business, having the conviction in themselves to start their own business and fulfill their lifelong dreams of becoming an entrepreneur, each and every one of my clients that come to me, we always start with doing emotional cleansing. Like you said, I start from the inside, and we work our way out. So a lot of us have, all of us basically have what I like to call limiting beliefs. And so I teach them how to break through that limiting belief barrier to believe in themselves and to love themselves unconditionally to truly achieve that which they set their heart and mind to achieving.
I like that. I've never heard that, emotionally cleansing.
Yeah.
So where would you start? I mean, let's kind of go through first thing off, something that we've learned from our parents or our background. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we go as far back as whatever. I ask my clients, I have them explain their life to me and how they see themselves and how they perceive themselves. And a lot of them we'll go clear back to a childhood experience that, when I was a child, this and this happened. I'm like, okay. So what we do is we go through their life experiences and bring them up to today And then I help them to understand the different areas of their life that's blocking them from achieving that which they want to. So, for example, many of us have goals and dreams, and we want to make all these beautiful transformations in our lives, but yet we say our affirmations and we try and think positively, but nothing happens. We're always stuck in the same place. And that's because our self-image does not reflect that which we truly want to achieve. So as I talk with my clients, I have them write down a list, and your listeners can do this as well, write down the different things that cause them to, you know, be upset, or those memories that kind of give them a knot in their stomach or have resentment or whatever brings a negative emotion. And then on next to that list, write the positive outcome, the positive messages and life lessons that were hidden. I like to call them the silver lining in our life experiences that made you who you are today, that helped expand and helped you become wiser and more accomplished, and to believe in yourself more and to love more. And when you do that, then the subconscious mind will let go of those emotions that were negative tied to those memories.
You know, when you're saying all this, Carol, and anybody that's just mm-hmm. joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. It sounds so simple, but it's really not that simple. I mean,
it takes time.
Yeah. And, you know, now, did you have things that you learned that have helped you? I'm through. You know, I learned from my client.
Absolutely. In fact, I was really ill when I was 13. I got rheumatic fever, was on antibiotics for 6 years. It destroyed my immune system, and I had chronic fatigue and Epstein-Barr, and I was labeled with all these illnesses, and I was always sick and in bed. And so through my life experiences, I learned that, you know what, I don't want to live this way, and I have the choice through the power of my mind to become all that I wish to be by being positive, by loving myself, by believing myself, and by letting go and forgiving the past. Because it's easy for us to say, oh, but you know what, this is part of me, I have this illness, it defines me, and so you hang on to it unknowingly thinking that if you let go, then you'll lose part of yourself. But in reality, it's just a false belief.
And so, now, do you feel better? Yeah. Are you still, I mean...
Oh, yeah. I'm a totally different person, yes. I used to be in bed all the time, and now I'm a fitness guru, and I went from there to being a fitness model, and then a coach, and a mentor, and an author, and a motivational speaker as well.
Wow. Congratulations on
getting your
life back. I mean, you know, what is just so amazing to me is that I've always been, you know, it's funny, we were just talking about this, my husband and I were not very sympathetic for each other, you know, and we've had some really serious illnesses, both of us. But it's like, he'll be like, oh, you know, this is where I'm like, well, go to the doctors. No, I'm not ready yet. Okay, then don't tell me about it anymore, you know, and he'll do the same thing,
yes.
You know, but it's like, yeah. Oh my gosh, you know, and sometimes I'm like thinking, oh, I hope that we're not, you know, it's all about get up and you know, get yourself better. Get up and turn this day around.
Yeah, you're right. And your thoughts have an energy to it. So if you wake up and you feel yucky and you dwell upon feeling yucky, you dwell upon an illness or whatever it might be, or you're just in a bad mood, if you stay in that mindset, then it's a negative mindset, it's a low energy, and then your whole day is basically down the drain, because everywhere you go, everyone's going to reflect back to you how you're feeling. And they're thinking, wow, everyone's in a bad mood. But in reality, they're not all in a bad mood. They're just mirroring back to you that which you're giving off to them. On the flip side, you can still not feel the greatest, but if you wake up and think, you know, I'm grateful for the day. I love my body. I'm grateful that I have the health I have. I'm so grateful I'm able to do this, that, and the other. Then what's going to happen is your whole day, everyone's going to start to reflect back to you positive, happy, joyful experiences. And you'll be like, wow, today's an awesome day. And it really does give you more physical energy, because the energy within you is a higher vibration and a happier vibration. So you literally are happy for no reason. And then the world just sort of just goes your way, and you're going through the ease of life.
Hi, Carol. This is Sharon, Kim's friend. And I was wondering, for people who are listening, somebody might be thinking, well, how do I figure out if my beliefs are holding me back or they're limiting me? How do I figure out if I'm in that situation?
Just picture yourself. When you think of your self-image, what comes to mind? Do you see yourself as a successful person, or do you see yourself as overweight and tired all the time?
Maybe it could be all of the above, right?
In your mind, that's your belief system.
Yeah.
And your physical world around you right now is a reflection of your belief system. So if you don't like what you're seeing in front of you right this moment, and you don't like your job, you don't like where you live, yada, 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 the people around you are negative, that's just all a mirror image of how you truly feel about yourself. And so that will tell you in black and white what you're giving off in your belief system.
I really truly believe that we are a reflection of whatever we put out, and you surround yourself with people that and you need to look at your friends, you need to look at your group that you're with, because you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. I really, really believe that. Melissa?
Yeah, well, and I would say too, like, I know that there's times that maybe I'm not feeling that great, but I fake it.
Oh, fake it till you make it. That's I'm all over that.
And so, and so that can be enough to help you kind of change and get yourself out of that, or just changing your physical location, you know, where, yes, I feel crummy, and the place I want to be is in bed, but I'm just going to keep feeling crummy if I'm in bed. So I'm going to get outdoors. Right. I'm going to go get some sunshine.
And you start feeling better.
Exactly. Push yourself. You can't smile and frown all in the same face, you know?
That's right.
You know, and so it's like, okay. And, you know, I love that you talk about the gratitude list. We always talk about that, is look at all of the grateful things that you have in your life, and that right there will take you to your next step. What are we going to find in your book?
Oh, my book has lots of juicy information. It's actually a step-by-step approach on how to transform your life. So I take you from the very beginning to help you realize that you are a creator, that you're a divine being, and you were put on earth to be happy. So with that, when people, a lot of people have limiting beliefs and think, you know, life is hard. The world's a hard place. And you know what? Those people that think that way, they're right, because they track that back to them. But if you look at it and think, no, actually, look at all the good in the world. Look at all the wonderful people. And I'm so thankful for this, that, and the other. Then guess what? You're right again. It is a wonderful place. So I teach you how to think correctly, how to let go of that limiting belief system, and to shift into this higher mentality, and to reprogram and imprint your subconscious mind. We all have paradigms in our minds, which are belief systems that are just from our conditioning and our habits that we have created through our lives, that some are true and some are false. So as you let go of the false paradigms in your subconscious mind, you're able to create new, powerful belief systems that support what you want to achieve. And then I go into how to set goals and how to do reality boards and how to actually take focused action and inspired action. And then I even talk about the health and fitness side, because it's a whole body, mind, and spirit connection. To truly live a ridiculously happy life and to transform your life, you have to have all aspects of you in harmony, which is your body, mind, and spirit. So when you do that, then things just start to flow beautifully. And then you're able to, your body is an actual reflection, once again, your body is an expression of your belief system, whether it's happy or sad. So when you're really happy, and I talk about this in my book, then your body is healthier naturally. You lose weight faster. You shed the pounds. And you maintain a leaner muscle mass because your body's in a wonderful vibration. But on the flip side, if you're stressed out or in your putting yourself down all the time, your body doesn't have a beautiful environment to thrive in. And so it hangs on to the fats because the cortisol levels are out of whack, and your insulin levels up high because you're craving all the junk food and all the fast foods and all the comfort foods to try and raise your serotonin, and then you pack on the pounds, and then it becomes this vicious cycle. So in every aspect of transforming your dreams, from your fitness world to your health and wellness to the love life to your relationships to your self-love and even prosperity, it comes from within. The happier, more content and peace you are with who you are, the more beautiful and bliss your life will be.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Carol Whitaker, Ridiculously Happy. You know, you talk a lot in your book about family and importance of that in your life. Tell us what your thought is on that. I mean, family is really important to me, so I totally agree.
Family is incredibly important. It was, I always tell my clients, if you put God and family first, everything falls into place.
Mm.
It's when you have your family. My family is my ultimate cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They're my best friends.
Me
they're,
too.
It's like, you know what? When we're home, in fact, our home, I like to say our home is a sanctuary from the world. I also have a barn in my backyard. I'm an equestrian, and my barn is as well. And when we're together, it's like the world just melts away.
I love it. I love it. Now, what exercises can people do to tap into having positive energy? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, energy, tapping into positive energy is essential to live a happy, fulfilling life. And how you do that, if you're one to think about the negative things or complain or think, oh, I'm overweight or I'm too fat or or the sky, it's a gloomy day, or whatever it might be, and you catch yourself just saying these little simple redundancies of negative thoughts, catch yourself and pretend like they're like some horrible word, and as though it's kind of like a sin, and turn it around to something positive. Because our minds think that which we're going to experience.
Hmm, okay, so be careful what you think of, right?
Yes. You know the saying, be careful what you wish for?
Yeah, be careful what you think of, right, exactly.
Yeah, it's so true. So a lot of people will look outside themselves thinking, if I do this, then I'll be happier. If I achieve this, then I'll be happier. If I, you know, whatever it might be. And it's not true. Because once they achieve that, or they reach that, or they do that, they're going to find they're still as empty as they were before they started.
There you go. So, Carol Whitaker, ridiculously happy. Where do we find you?
On my website at carolwhitaker.com, and my book is on sale on Amazon right now.
Very
good. And it's also on Audible. So I have an audio book as well.
Ooh, you're going to have to send me an audio. I love audio. So will you do that?
Yes, I'll be happy to.
Okay, I love it. I love what you're talking about. I totally believe
thank
in this.
You.
And a perfect show for the brighter side, ridiculously happy. So thank you so much, Carol. I look forward to talking
you're
with
welcome.
You. All right. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about yoga and love with Vish. And we've got a lot more to talk about here on the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give away some tickets right now. And what should we give away?
Let's take a look at other tickets that we have available. How about if we go with the Ventura Film Society?
There you go. All right. 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. That's Herb and Dorothy and 50 by 50. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being a part of our show today. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I've got Sharon, I've got Melissa, and of course, Spence is here with us. And our next guest is Vishwanath, and I hope I said that right. Vish, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. And we're going to be talking about yoga and love. I mean, they actually just go hand in hand, and I love that. So how can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, first of all, I'm honored to be on your show, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in southern India, and I'm from one of the longest yoga lineages in India. And my ancestor was one of the first authors of the first yoga book.
Okay. Wow, that goes way back then.
Yes, at least 7,000 years, that's what you're thinking.
Wow. So, okay, so the name of it is Yoga and Love. And so how can yoga actually bring you love? That's what I want to know.
Normally in the West, when people are referring to yoga, they are talking about what in India we call as hatha yoga, the physical. And I always encourage people to, when the moment the first yoga, the word appears in your mind, to think of it like as a whole pie. And one slice of the pie is hatha yoga, the physical. But the word yoga itself is from the root word in Sanskrit called yuj, which means to yoke, to unify, to join together. And that's the true meaning of the word yoga. And in the yoga science, there are tools specifically which help you have that oneness with your own self, with your own aura, God inside. That's what yoga is all about. And now, how do we use it to find love? There are specific techniques in the yoga scriptures which you can practice to find that higher self within yourself, and then use that consciousness, use intuition, and that intuition will point you your ideal partner. And that's what happens.
So you can, and so it's almost like you're intuitive. Is that what you're saying? As you're intuitive, you can find your love. And when you do your yoga and your meditation, you're more in line with who you are.
Absolutely. Wow. You got it. And it's all about, like, you know, you ask any businessman or anybody, when you make a decision, we all have this gut feeling or sixth sense. And people call it women's intuition.
Yes.
But in yoga, you can consciously develop this quality of intuition. And there's this phrase in the yoga scriptures, says the sarvagyam bijam, meaning the seed of all knowingness is already present within your consciousness.
I call that my heart of all hearts.
Yes,
you know, my heart of all hearts, here's what I would tell you to do, or here's what I feel. And do we always follow it? Not all the time, right?
Exactly.
But yeah. Because we second guess ourselves in so many situations, and then we think, if we could only trust and value that whatever the decision's going to be, we feel it's almost like, you know, when you sign a check, you know that you're giving it to somebody, right? I don't know why I'm coming up with that, but you know that if you would just say, I'm making this decision, I feel good about it, right? To me, that's what it's all about. I love it. So, Vish, what are we going to find in your book, Yoga and Love?
Yeah, okay. Now, that's the overall concept, but what you're going to find in the book are seven keys. The seven keys or solutions to what the yoga scriptures call are seven issues or seven obstacles which are preventing you from finding the love of your life.
Okay.
And these seven keys encompass all the relationship problems, all the obstacle, possible, potential relationship problems that come under the sun.
Okay.
And to fundamentally what it's about is when two people come together, we always talk about chemistry. Hey, the chemistry didn't work out. But what yoga is saying is behind chemistry is energy. And the quality of this energy will determine the quality of relationship you're going to attract and how long you keep that relationship.
That's interesting.
Yes. So the seven keys just help you to keep the quality very high, quality of your energy high, and just increase it constantly. So that you can constantly be in love. Just like people work out, and it's more hard work to keep the body in shape than to get there, right? We know that.
Right.
The same way, love is also, it's about constant working. But what do you do exactly? And I'll just give out, probably we don't have time to go into all the seven keys, but I'll just give you three keys. One of the keys is people don't love themselves. There's not. And instead, they look for love outside. Somehow, magically, they feel the person on the outside is going to help them feel the love inside. But that's the other way of going. That's the outside-in approach.
Okay.
So the first key is love meditation, which helps you connect with the love inside first.
Okay.
That's one. And then number two is a mantra technique, which in the West we call, Western psychology calls positive affirmation. An average human being has, and I coach a lot of clients, they say, hey, I'm never good at dating, I'm never good at love, all the good men are taken. This is all this, our pain talking. And this constant negative affirmations or negative self-limiting beliefs. Yoga gives powerful mantra practices which can change and bring new neuronal connections into your prefrontal cortex. And that's the second key, mantra practice. And third is emotional healing.
Emotional healing,
When people go through a divorce or a breakup, there is trauma attached to it, and the trauma gets imprinted in the amygdala, our lower brain, and it's really difficult to get over that. We feel like a prisoner. We feel helpless, and we need to heal ourselves first and get back to emotional balance. And how do you do that? Through very powerful pranayama technique, breathing technique.
Wow.
And these are the three keys. And once you heal yourself, get rid of negative self-beliefs, and connect with the love inside, the love on the outside will automatically happen.
Hi, Vish, this is Sharon. I was wondering, what would an example be of one of the techniques that you would use, or you would have somebody use? You mentioned a deep breathing technique?
Yes. One of the pranayama techniques is, which was very, very powerful, is the alternate breathing technique, which I go into detail in the book about. It's a very, and what it does is, whenever you make a decision, there is some sort of an imbalance in your brain, either in the logic side or the feeling side, which is the right side. And this alternate breathing technique balances our emotional, balances the logic and the emotions, and gets you to a calm center so that you can, from a state of balance, you make a decision.
You know, I want to talk more about the emotional healing. So,
okay,
say somebody, you know, goes through a divorce or a breakup, or maybe they weren't faithful. How do you actually work on that to, you know, take that emotional pain away?
Yes. So what we need to understand is the emotional pain, like I said, when there's a trauma, that trauma gets imprinted in one part of our brain called the amygdala, which we inherited from our reptilian ancestors. And the trauma is, so what that means is there's blood flow to that part of the brain. And the powerful pranayama technique, alternate breathing, what it does, it moves blood flow into our CEO part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. So we are just not healing psychologically, we are also healing physiologically, just by moving blood flow, by sending oxygen to prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is the CEO of your brain. And then you feel in balance, you feel in power, you feel empowered, and healing automatically happens. And this is just from a science perspective. But from a yoga perspective, there is a lot of prana involved. Energy is nothing but prana. And in Sanskrit, we call it prana. Prana means it's the all-healing, intelligent, dynamic energy. You don't need to tell it to heal. If you move, through the breathing techniques, through the oxygen going into the prefrontal cortex, the healing will automatically happen. Meaning your stress will come down, the HPA axis. I don't want to get into too much biology, but the HPA axis is responsible for our stress.
We actually have Melissa here, who is a biologist.
Of course, I'm piqued because our last person that we spoke with, our last author, did mention specifically, you know, some of the different neurotransmitters and things in our brain, you know, cortisol and other. Other hormones and things that we deal with. So as you're talking about the prefrontal cortex, I'm wondering, how do those come into play as well?
Yeah. See, there's a lot of research to show through pranayama techniques and meditation techniques in general, the prefrontal cortex is activated. And this can be through fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, or EEG. There are different, then the brain's waves, we get into an alpha state and sometimes even delta or theta. And through this, as you calm down, as our vagus nerve is stimulated, slowly the stress level comes down, the cortisol comes down, and we start feeling serotonin, we get more vasopressin. These are healing hormones, as you know. Mm-hmm. And as you live in the more in this healing state and sense of well-being, healing will automatically happen. So it's all See, fundamentally in yoga, in science, we look at so many different things. In yoga, it's all about prana.
It's all about what?
Prana. The prana. All healing. Yes. Prana is what the Chinese call as qi.
Now, you talk about yoga, but there's so many different kinds of yoga. There's, you know, the yoga that you do in the really heated room that I've been seeing a lot of. What's your thought on that?
Yes. See, that's what I think when I started the interview just now. That's the branch of Hatha Yoga.
Okay,
and people get their own creative. The Hatha Yoga is just the physical.
Okay.
And the type of yoga which, if you want to, technically what I teach is called Raja Yoga. It's more to do with meditation. And yoga actually is more meditation than the physical stretching. Mm-hmm. The physical stretching was discovered just to help you sit still in meditation. It's just like, an iceberg. And, you know, we look at only 1/8 on top of the water and 7/8 is below water. The same way what America calls yoga is, as Hatha, is just the smallest aspect of yoga.
Now, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KBTA. We're talking to Vishwanath, and we're talking about his book, Yoga and Love. What a great combination. But for sometimes meditation, I've got that monkey brain. I think that's what they call it, right?
Right.
Where
absolutely.
Where you can't stop your thinking, and I can't slow down. And so what are some of the things that we could do about that?
Yes. See, when you say, okay, hey, we have this monkey brain, and you ask the monkey brain to shut down, it's going to say, no way, no way, Jose.
Right.
Yeah. So what we, in yoga, we know that the mind cannot control the mind. And that is a problem with people who don't really learn meditation from a top-notch coach or a mentor or a guru, because the mind cannot control the mind. Neither can you control the mind through will. But what can control the mind is the breath. As the breath slows down, the mind, the heart slows down.
Mm.
As the heart slows down, the mind slows down. It's a conscious breathing. And again, even when you consciously breathe, there are different. You activate different parts of the brain, which give you more control. So it's all about the breathing, breath. So mind mastery is actually breath mastery.
I love it. This is very interesting. I know we talked about the three of the seven. Can you just go through the last four? And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the fourth key is doing your dharma.
Dharma.
A lot of people, because when you take a day of 24 hours, and in my book, I've divided it into three parts of love, three parts of 8 hours, 8 hours of sleep. Everybody loves sleep. Mm-hmm. And the remaining 8 hours is work. And then the remaining 8 hours is what you spend with your loved one. And let's say that everybody loves sleep and you found your loved one. But if the remaining 8 hours of work is not satisfactory, that's going to creep into your relationship.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And,
okay.
And Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill Andrew Carnegie and Napoleon Hill did some research, and which is how Think and Grow Rich came about. They found that 95% of people don't like their work or they hate their work. Only 5% do what they are meant to do.
Hmm.
Like a Bill Gates is in software, or Michael Jordan in basketball, or me relationship coaching. And once you find your dharma, what you're meant to do, I always recommend people that you first find your dharma and then look for a relationship, not vice versa.
Hmm.
I see a lot of relationships. People are married 5 years, 6 years, suddenly the guy or the girl, they always wanted to act and they want to move to Hollywood, and the guy doesn't want to, the relationship breaks up.
Wow.
Finding what you love to do, very important.
Number four. A big thing. You know what? We're not going to have time to go on. I'm going to have you back. This is so interesting. I really love it. Yeah. Again, Vishwanath, where do we find your book, Yoga and Love?
It's on Amazon, by the way. It hit the Amazon bestseller. And also yogaandlove.com, yogaandlove.com. And I also sent you a couple of copies. So. Right.
Perfect. Can't wait to get them. Thank you so much, and we'll have
you
back.
All right.
Perfect. Bye. Thank you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Melissa Baffa, we have her here. She's from Ventura Beach Festival. We've got tickets. Everybody mark on your calendar May 3rd, and that's 11 to 5. And Melissa, tell everybody where it's at.
So the festival is going to be at San Buenaventura State Beach, right along the coast here, just south of the Ventura Pier, at the park in the big grassy area. We've got live music, food, local beer, wine, and stuff for kids. So, you know, it's for people of all ages.
Very good. And who's going to be playing?
We've got Martha Davis and the Motels headlining. We've also got the Surfaris as our special guest, and lots of local favorites, Dirty Rice, Ray Fresco, Spencer the Gardener, Barley Legal, rounding out our bill.
Very good. And what do all the proceeds, I mean, we always work so hard, which I love win-win situations like this where everybody can go have fun and yet at the same time, it's for a great cause.
Yes. So proceeds benefit our nonprofit organization, which is called Friends of Channel Coast State Parks. We're the nonprofit that supports our local state parks along the coast in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Perfect. Perfect. What else do you have going on over there?
Oh, my goodness. We have all sorts of things. We have a new educational lecture series. We're calling it Coast Talks. We're starting our first series of three of those at the lounge at the Pierpont Inn. Those will be running on April 16th, May 14th, and June 11th. I'll be doing the one on June 11th about life in the tide pools and how the creatures there have struggles very similar to our own.
Really?
Things like, you know, finding shelter and raising young and all of the same things we deal with.
So
we'll talk about that. And then we've also got an awesome kayak program that's starting up. It runs once a month out of the Ventura Harbor, starting in April, running through October this year. And proceeds from that also benefit our organization. It's a nominal fee, just costs a little bit more than going out and renting it on your own. But the benefit is you get supervision and training from California State Parks lifeguards
to go on out. Very cool. Very cool. Everything's all set for you. I love when it's easy. So yes. Very good. Give out your website.
Yes. So if you want to find out stuff about our programs that I just mentioned, you can visit us, Friends of Channel Coast State Parks. So that would be friendsofccsp.org. For the Ventura Beach Festival, we do have information up on that site, but we also have venturabeachfestival.com.
All right. And I've got some tickets, 419-0008 for Ventura Beach Festival. I want to thank you so much for being here. Sharon Wood, thank you so much. Spence, and all my listeners out there. Again, I want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show every morning on Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Cherish your visions and your dreams, and as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.